Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 15, looking back on our corporate worship in Watford and Lower Early this last Sunday, the 10th of December, 2017. So we had quite an interesting weekend, as did many places in the United Kingdom last weekend, but let's talk about it. I had a service in Watford in the morning and a service in Lower Early in the afternoon, in theory. There was so much snow that I set out from Watford, never actually made it to Lower Early. I got somewhere near the M4 and the traffic was so bad, I never got there. So that was a bit of a shock and a bit of a shame, because it was the carol service down in Lower Early. But the people down there did a magnificent job. I managed to stop and send the orders of service and the song sheets via WhatsApp to the worship team so they could see the lyrics on their phones and on their iPads to lead the singing in the song service, because I had all the printed materials as well as the PowerPoint, which I managed to email to somebody who got their laptop there. So they made it work, and I'm so proud of them. I'm very grateful that they didn't moan or complain. I know it wasn't my fault that I was stuck in snow, but nonetheless, they got on with it and did their best to make it a service to the glory of God. And I've seen some excerpts. It was videoed. You can look at those on the Thames Valley website, if you like, Thames Valley YouTube channel. And then you'll see some of the songs, of some of the carols that were sung, and also the nativity, which is frankly hilarious, all the children doing the nativity play. So that was wonderful. The thing that occurred to me from this experience, though, was a reminder of how important it is that no one person considers themselves to be or makes themselves indispensable to an effective worship service. Are you indispensable? I know we're all valuable, especially if you lead a worship team. You've got a special role, and it's very important that you fulfill that the best you can. And I have that role in Lower Early. But it's also important that there are other people who are able and willing to step in when things happen that are outside our control. So let me ask you this, where you are you indispensable? Or would others really be able to step in and do a great job? We need to make ourselves capable of being made redundant in our roles. So just a thought for us there. Now, let's talk about the speakers on Sunday. The snow also frustrated many who would normally be at our church service in Watford. We had maybe less than half of our normal membership. We did have some people that walked in because they couldn't get to their local service. They couldn't drive there. So they walked to our service, which was nice. The snow brought us some blessings as well as challenges. So what did we do? We had a more informal set of style of worship. Sometimes you've got to adapt things at the last minute. We did that. We had a sermon that was more about discussion and small group discussions and things like that on Luke chapter 24. I'll just share with you my summary to the session, because it was the end of 2 years of preaching through the Gospel of Luke, as we've been doing almost every Sunday now since the beginning of January last year. And I summarize things in this way. So we end Luke's gospel with the disciples worshiping Jesus. You've not seen them worshiping Jesus anywhere in the gospels until we get right to the end. Jesus has taken the disciples from curiosity through confusion, finally to a place of clarity. They now understand truly who he is and their role now that he's ascending. The disciples started out thinking that he was a military Messiah, and they ended up discovering that he was a suffering Messiah. That's who we follow, the suffering Messiah. At the beginning, they wondered what was in it for them, but by the end, they realized that they had been given and entrusted with a message for the world. They thought that Jesus was a king coming to establish Israel's dominance over the nations, but they found out that he was establishing a bridgehead of the kingdom of heaven. Luke's gospel is full of shocks, full of surprises. When you read the gospels, do you notice those surprises? It's important for us to still be surprised even today and shocked by how Jesus lived and what he taught. So, have you been reading through a gospel? Have you studied through a gospel? Write down my recommendation. Write down what surprises you the most, what stands out to you as something that's different, perhaps a little odd, maybe even a little confusing. That's it. So that's how we summarized the Gospel of Luke. In terms of the music, well, here's a thought. I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to harmonies, especially for carols this time of year, and I think that's okay. But I do like one particular harmonization of a song that is quite traditional, but the harmonies are a little bit different. So the song is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Now, if you're going to sing this in harmony, that's fine. But for a lot of our congregations, it's not feasible to teach all the harmonies. So we might have everybody singing in unison, not only the congregation, but perhaps the worship team as well. You might like this set of harmonies. We did this in Watford on Sunday morning. And I don't know who wrote these harmonies. It might have been Tidu Manku from Thames Valley. So if it was you, Tidu, then let us all know. But here they are. I've got to play them for you. I've put the chords on the blog, so you can look up the there's a PDF there with the words and chords, but let me just play this for you. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, originally in E minor, but here in D minor. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen in D minor. See what you think of this. God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And on it goes. Chords are on the website if you want to have a look at those. I rather like that version. Let me know what you think. And if you've got an alternative version for that carol or any other, then please post it online on the Facebook page, on the blog, on the website, so that we can share ideas with each other. So that's what we did. Going back to my commitments from last Sunday, I said that this coming last Sunday, I would, in Watford, deliver an interactive sermon on Luke 24, doing it in 30 minutes or less, and we did manage to do that. In Lower Early, I said that given that we were singing carols and there are lots of long verses, I would make sure that we had variety, men and women's verses and things like that. And I wasn't there. I was stuck in the snow. So I don't know. I didn't manage to do that. But I know that the team down there did a great job. This coming week, my commitments are in Watford. It's our pop-up nativity service on Sunday. So I'm going to do the communion and do a communion with a difference. See how that goes. In Bracknell, down in Thames Valley, it's our annual carol service down there. Really looking forward to that. Lots of fresh ideas as well as traditional things. So what my main commitment is to remain, to do my best, to pray and remain calm. I love carol services, but in this carol service, as in most of them, I have a lot more responsibility than most Sundays to make sure the worship goes well. I'm wearing lots of hats, spinning lots of plates. I need to remain calm and focused on God. So pray for me, but that's my commitment, to pray in such a way that I remain calm and able to worship at the same time as running that service and being involved in all the music. So that's my commitment and my prayer request for this coming Sunday. So what are you doing? What are you doing locally, especially regarding carol services? Are you trying something new? Are you doing an old carol, but in a different way? Do you have some harmonies, a bit like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, that's a bit different, that you'd like to share with the rest of us? Please let me know. Leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. And leave that comment now. Don't wait till tomorrow. You'll forget. You won't get around to it. Just type in something quickly now, and then we can all learn from each other. So thank you very much for that. And I do pray that between now and the next time we speak or hear of each other, that you will have, where you are, with the people you're worshiping with, wonderful times of corporate worship. Take care and go.